Well, welcome back to the Saints Hour, Mike Costa. Now we're talking with former Saint quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Had those 2 big years with the Saints, 2018 and 2019, and really the 5-0 in 2019 with Drew out with the thumb injury. Teddy, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, man. Hanging in now.
When you think of your time in New Orleans, I would imagine it would be that 5-game stretch, correct?
Yeah, that stands out, of course, but also just it was a crucial time in my career where I was coming back from an injury, and it was a place that brought me so much joy, not only from a football standpoint, but from just living in New Orleans and being a part of that city.
Yeah, so the injury, you know, obviously the dislocated knee and several ligaments just in a practice non-contact. That's why the injury gets talked about so much, because of the kind of unique unbelievableness of it. Played a game in 2018 and then 2019, and you finished in fifth for the comeback player of the year. Was that about being able to tell that Teddy, you can still play in this league? The injury's long gone.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's all I ever wanted was a shot. And you know, when New Orleans traded for me, it was like, man, a breath of fresh air. And when I got there and learned a different side of football that I had never experienced before, it just allowed me to grow and flourish as a player.
And now you're even on a different side of football, the head coach of Miami Northwestern High School. That is your alma mater, and you're getting ready for the playoffs that begin on Friday. You're 7-2. You're in the 3A. You've won 5 straight, and so you know the playoffs begin on Friday. I know you got a team meeting coming up. What has that been like?
It's been fun, man. Been refreshing for my soul. Just pouring into these young men who have nothing but big eyes when they look at me, because I've been where they're trying to go. And when they see me, they see hope. They see a future. They see all the things that they can be. So for me, it's just every day I come in with the right mentality that it's about the kids. It's never about me. And as long as I keep it that way, I feel like I'll continue to have success.
And so you have to kind of go beyond the drama, right? I mean, we know it's high school. These are kids, coaches and families, and a lot going on. And so, you know, it's about teamwork. I'm reading from your stuff now. Teamwork, discipline, succeed through adversity, and hashtag keep it about the kids, right? Because there's a lot of drama that comes with that job.
Oh, yeah. And that's every level of sports. You know, it starts on the parks. You know, you have parents involved in, you know, you get some parents involved in high school. You get the transfer portal stuff going on in high school. And then you go to college, it's now a business. And then NFL is really a business. So each level, you know, it has its ups and downs. But in the grand scheme of things, man, when we talk about high school football, the most important thing is the development of the young teenagers who are about to be young men. And you can't lose sight of that. You know, no matter how bad you want to taste success, you know, you got to remember that the ultimate goal is to raise these young boys into young men.
Right, because not everybody's going to play college football. Not everybody's going to play professional football, right? It's about molding young men into leaders.
Right, and you hit it right on the head. Everyone's not going to go to the NFL. And, you know, you still, you know, you try to lead them and guide them into different career paths and things like that. But in the same time, you still instill that confidence in them. But just keep it about the kids. That's my mentality.
Coach Rizzi had got the reins, you know, of this football team. And, man, he has been driving this train the way Coach Rizzi wants to drive it. And I know, you know, tell me about which him and your relationship and how cool it's been to watch.
Rizzi, man, he's awesome. You know, he spent some time down here in South Florida. But he spent a lot of time in South Florida, actually.
Yeah, he did.
And when he and I were in New Orleans, that's all we talked about was South Florida, South Florida. And I'm happy that he has this opportunity to just showcase his coaching ability. He knows how to get through to those guys, you know, not only from a special team standpoint, but from just a men's point of view. You know, oftentimes we forget that, you know, we're still men in the locker room. You know, you're men within the game. And I think that's something that he never lost touch of, his ability to connect with the players as men as well.
Yeah, it's exactly. He speaks almost as you do, leader of, you know, he's here to be the leader of men, right? Everybody's got, coaches have jobs to do, these
Right.
players have jobs to do, but they need, you know, somebody's got to drive the train, and he wants to be that leader of men.
Right. And you know, that's what's missing sometimes in sports. You know, we get caught up in the wins and losses, but you know, you still have some 21-year-olds, 22, 23-year-olds who still need that structure and that leadership. And I'm happy that Riz gets the opportunity to showcase his leadership skills.
Couple of quick ones before we let you go, because I know you got a team meeting to get to, or an offensive meeting to get to. The decision when you came to New Orleans to ride the bike to the dome and to different places. I mean, it became a kind of a story, a good story, but what was that all about? When did that come?
Well, I live like 3 blocks down the street from
Yeah,
the
you're in the
dome.
warehouse district, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in the warehouse district. I forget. I think it was. I forget the name of the nightclub or the bar that I live right above.
Lucy's?
Lily's or something. Lucy's. Yeah,
Lucy's.
Lucy's.
You lived
Yeah, I live
above
right.
Lucy's? How
I
did you
live
ever
right above
sleep?
Lucy's. I mean, you know, they only partied on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it wasn't too bad during the week. But so yeah, I live right there, so it was just like, man, instead of driving and sitting in traffic for 30, 45 minutes to go 2 blocks, I'll just ride a bike. And you know, I'm an outside guy. I love outdoors. So, you know, it was just an opportunity to be outdoors, riding a bike, cruising, and cherishing the moments and the memories of being in New Orleans.
And then finally, I got to talk to you. So here you are. So you play Baron Collier. Is it Collier or Collier on Friday? So you
Something
start
like that. Yep.
something like that. Who cares, right? They're 5-5. That's the other team across the ball. Friday begins. I mean, you know, Florida needs to probably break into three states, because for high school football, it's good gosh. So you got to go through the game Friday that puts you into quadrant four, region semifinals, then the state finals, and then the finals at South Dade Kia Field at Pitbull Stadium. So how are your chances?
I think we got a pretty good chance to make a run, but I just reassure the kids and remind them that every week from here on out is earned. You know, we earn the right to have another week during this time of the year. Nothing's guaranteed. You got to work hard, work even harder than you work this far. So, as long as they continue to commit to their process, you know, we'll have a good results that we're looking for, and we should be right where we want to be within the next 4 to 5 weeks.
There you go. South Dade Kia Field at Pitbull Stadium. And it is Pitbull Stadium. It is what you think it is. So that's for where Florida International University plays their games.
Right.
Best of luck. I really do appreciate the time. Continued success, and keep it going through the playoffs.
No problem. Appreciate you guys having me.